Was the effort there that you wanted to see tonight, the result notwithstanding?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we came out, strong in the first period. It was a good even match for the first 20. We came in, talked about it, said we're in good shape. We look like a fragile team. We give up that first goal right off the start of the second, and you could just see how it just deflated a group. And not to make excuse from it, but we just looked like a fragile group at that time.
How big would it have been if someone had scored, or Eric just takes a shot and not make the extra pass?
Yeah, it's common denominator. We're getting quality scoring chances. That's a chance right there tonight. If you do look at it, though, we've had some games lately where we have had the leads, and tonight we didn't. It's sort of more so we get that first goal scored against us that we seem to kind of shelter back and all that, and that's where we look like we're a little more fragile than normal. But we did have quality chances in the first, and we came out hard, and it would have been nice to have capitalized on a couple of them.
The fourth straight game that you give up the goal to open the minute of the second.
Yeah, well, sometimes there's patterns of stuff that you like to correct and all that. That one is not really, there's no real answer for it. I mean, we have a good solid periods. I think we're coming out great in a lot of the first periods, but it seems like we, make a mistake. We're going in like that, and we pay for it. So. I think it's just more the trying to, we got to keep, practice tomorrow and find a way to stay resilient and keep on slugging it out and find ways to get different results.
Dan Ellison on the shoulder, a lot of the blame tonight, but somebody have to go around the goaltender, obviously.
Well, we didn't score, so, it's hard to win. I think a lot of guys are giving it all they got. They're pushing, and they're not going to make excuses. And like you mentioned there, some guys individually will say they're responsible, but all in all, we got to win together, lose together, and this is where you got to stay together as a group and try to get wins together.
When you talk about fragility, what are you seeing in the locker room that you got to try and keep things on the kilter so that, you said the other day, something's got to give, but hopefully it's not going to give the wrong way?
Well, I think it starts with the leaders, and I'll tell you, they're pushing. I thought even the morning skate today, it's a tough day after trade deadline. They came in, they looked like they're ready to go. We came out and had a good first, and that's where it starts, and I can honestly say our leaders are, I feel they're pushing and giving it all they got. We had a couple guys tonight that look tired, but they've been playing a lot of minutes. And I don't think there's any team that doesn't have that effect with the type of the schedule it is. And generally what happens, though, is you get some secondhand scoring, you get some support, and that hasn't happened. As long as our leaders still believe and keep pushing the group, that's where it starts, and I think they've been pretty good.
Is it harder to deal with when you can't pinpoint one or two things and say, this is the problem and here's how we fix it? It just seems like a lot of little things that none of which is a real big deal by itself, but taken together.
Well, I think it's, like we say, it's just a little fragile. You can break it down as much as you want. We're getting enough scoring chances to win hockey games. We're out shooting teams. We say that. It seems like we say that every night. But we make a breakdown, and it's in our net. We just gotta find a way to eliminate that. We're happy with the scoring chances we're giving up every game. It's right on target. No different than when we were winning 8-2. Stats are stats. Take it for what they're worth. But nothing's changed on our side after games when we look at it. But now in the second half, you know, it's about winning battles as well and winning your one-on-one stuff everywhere, and can't make a little mistake because everything's you know magnified as far as little details of the game. But we just have to continue or keep pushing forward.
Kirk, how concerned are you about the collective psyche after the stretch of 10 in 11 games? There's some weight on you mentally after that.
Well, I mean, I guess back to just saying, I mean, it's, you know, our staff, we told them before the Winnipeg game, they're on the road trip after the Toronto loss, that we believe in them. We're going to push them. And as long as they have that fight in them, then, you know, we're taking it game by game. And I mean, you know, tonight was, you know, it's 5-0, but you look at other parts of the game that we're happy, but, you know, we get fragile late in the game, and, you know, it's different. It's different going into the third period in those ways. But the top guys are playing hard and they're leading this group. And there's a lot of nights that we deserve better results. And we'd call a spade, and we got some young guys that are going through this right now. It's kind of like playoff style hockey, and they're learning, and they're getting a learning curve from some of this stuff. So you put it all together, and this is some growing pains that some guys are battling, learning from, and other guys are just slugging through.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.